doctor, give me the news. I got Botox to avoid the bathroom.
I got what? Botox to avoid the bathroom? I don't know if I heard that right.
Doctor.
Now, these are real medical stories that we take from medical journals and from the latest headlines. And please remember, as we go through this story, that Brad and John are not doctors in real life. We only play doctors on the radio, but we are board certified in malpractice.
Yes. A New York City urologist says rich New Yorkers are having bladder surgery and Botox to avoid bathroom breaks on their drives to the Hamptons. This is no joke. They call it, they've given it the name Hamptons Bladder. Hamptons Bladder for Long Island Richies that are driving out. They are having a special medical procedure, prostate artery embolization, which reduces the size of the prostate in men, and bladder Botox, decreasing urinary frequency for women. They say a lot of people are having problems with
bladder
this issue.
Botox.
Yes. They come out to the Hamptons and have to stop four or five times on the way, but can't find a restroom. And then when the traffic backs up in the nicer months, he says, I've seen a 20% spike in patients wanting that the procedures. I don't see them until around May. Then all of a sudden, May comes and they care more. When they're in a car with a bunch of people, they're embarrassed because they have to go to the bathroom every hour. He said, as far as the bladder Botox, I probably do one or two of those a week. I'll do 10 of the prostate things in a week the past few months.
How does bladder Botox, what does that do? What does the Botox
do to
your bladder?
I'll tell you. The doctor says, hey, the arguments and the stuff and the embarrassment that goes on with friends and drivers, there's no place to stop on the way out to the Hamptons. And sometimes people, with traffic, it takes a few hours. And you got to stop multiple times. And so what they're doing, they invented a, first, they see a radiologist who stops blood from getting to the prostate, shrinking its size, and then makes the guys have to go to the bathroom less. And they said, as far as the women, they say they insert a small scope through the urethra and a specialized needle to inject the drug. The effects last for 6 months, so you're covered for the entire summer.
Okay. Well, I was wondering what the Botox does to the bladder that makes you not need to go to the bathroom. You still have to go to the bathroom, obviously, but not as often, not as frequently.
Women fighting frequent urges on the road are turning for bladder Botox. They said it's exactly what it sounds like. And similar to an endoscopy, they insert the scope in the urethra, and then they put the drug in there. And I guess that freezes your bladder at a certain size or something. It doesn't...
Huh.
I'm not sure. Some of these things, they cost $20,000 out of pocket. A lot of the procedures are covered by Medicare and insurance, though.
And it eliminates the wrinkles in your bladder, too. Your bladder becomes much more appealing.
So they are having
you go from
Hampton's bladder.
So you could go from having to go to the bathroom every hour to what? Every six hours?
I didn't get that far into the journal myself, John. Apparently it eliminates the need to go. At least you can hold it for 4 or 5 hours driving from Long Island out to the Hamptons.
Well, I'm sure they got pills for that. I would think that there are pills on that I see advertised on TV that improve your stream. There's got to be pills that would
dry it up.
That would shut you down, I would think.
I don't know if you have to go in for the prostate artery embolism or the bladder Botox to just keep you from pulling over to go to the bathroom. And it's weird. I can ride for a long time. I can ride for several hours and not have to stop. But once I crack the seal and once I stop once, then it seems like the next stop comes in like 45 minutes or something. It's weird.
You want to eliminate the shy bladder? Take the wrinkles out of your bladder. It won't be shy anymore. Bladder will be proud. Take a look at me. Yeah, I'm not shy anymore.
Doctor, give me the news. I'm getting Botox to avoid the bathroom.
Well, here's a question for the truckers then. What is the longest you have gone without
a road rocket?
Without pulling over. How long do you think that could? Because those tanks hold a lot of fuel. So I would imagine you could drive for hours and hours. But what is the longest you have gone without having to pull over? To stretch your legs or go to the bathroom? Brad, do you think there's a trucker who has gone more than 6 hours?
Yes. Yeah, I believe it.
More than 8 hours?
No. I mean, the less that goes in, the less that comes out. But I would think you're drinking something.
Well,
if it's coffee or something.
But if you have to hit, if you are under the gun to hit a target at a certain time, you can manage that bladder.
Oh, I'm sure the wallet is more important than what's happening in the front of the back of the pants is more important about what's in the front of the pants.
Well, you can manage your bladder. Truck drivers know how to do this.
Yeah.
If this is your part of your profession, is bladder management. You can manage that.
They teach that at the Taylor Driving School, too.
Yeah.
That's one of the classes.
Sure.
Spend a couple hours on it.
We come in and talk about that. I think that's we're guest lecturers.
Guest lecturers today for bladder management.
All right, let's truck driver has, is there a truck driver who has gone 6 hours, at least 6 hours without pulling? What is your record? Let's be a truck driver who knows his record for the longest he has gone without having to pull over. You sat in the driver's seat in that truck the whole, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM.
For some reason, I don't think the truckers are going to be the ones to go in and get the bladder boat. I just don't see them being the clientele, you know what I mean?
No.
I don't see that. Hey, Doc, how about you run a little something up there and keep me off the rest area, know what I'm saying?
They've been comfortable road rocking it for decades. They're going to keep that system intact.
Brad and John.
KISM.